Not since the stock market crashed in 1929. 2 weeks ago, the Congress came together and ratified legislation to which George W. Bush affixed his signature, $700 billion to bail our economy out. Wall Street is in a ditch. The Asian and European markets are likewise in an economic ditch. And the Congress has passed a bill that says automatically we want to infuse the economy with $700 billion. And they call it a bailout. I call it a shortcut. And you are crazy tonight if you think for 1 minute that $700 billion is going to get us out of this mess. No, no, we're in it, and we're going to be in it for a long time. They haven't defined it, but it's been a recession for a long time. And for those of us who are of African descent, this ain't no recession. We're in a depression. I read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. I understand something about laissez-faire economics. I understand something about the capitalistic system under which our democratic republic is held. And there is something called trickle-down economics. That $700 billion is supposed to trickle down, but it's got to come down two layers or two tiers before it gets to us. The first tier, T-I-E-R, is money that will flow from one bank to another so that banks might be well stocked and be in a position to lend money. Then once it flows from bank to bank, it comes down to the second tier, and it flows from banks to businesses. Then finally, it flows down through the business world to the individual, bank to bank, bank to business, then bank to the individual. That's where you and I come in, hopefully. Money for your mortgage, money for a car loan, money for home improvement, but there's no guarantee that it's going to trickle down to you. Banks are going to get their money. Certain businesses are going to get their money, but it's questionable as to whether or not it's going to trickle down to you and to me. This nation has been caught up in corporate greed. And it's taken a long time for us to get into this mess, and it's going to take a while for us to get out of it. Now, I hope you're not more patriotic than you are Christian. I don't care whether you are Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. You better understand that America is under judgment. And the Lord's going to let us hang out there in the wind. Somebody better help me preach. How many of y'all know what it is to hang out there in the wind? God gives you grace. God gives you mercy. But sometimes God will let you hang there a little while. Come on, I feel like preaching now. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin. And then will I heal their land. We're going to have to hang out here a little while. Oh yeah, God said you thought you could do without me. You've been pimping me all these years. You take out prayer and Bible reading from the schools. You don't let my son's nativity scene be on federal property at Christmas time. And the only time you call on me is when the nation gets in trouble. No, no, you're going to hang out here a while. And all these people who go around quoting Martin Luther King Jr. And not one of them knows what he was getting ready to preach had he lived one more Sunday. They found his manuscript and they found out that if he had lived to see that Sunday morning, he would have preached why America is going to hell. Come on, let's have church. Come on, you're not an audience, you are a congregation. This ain't no podium. This is a pulpit. I'm not a speaker. I'm a preacher. And somebody ought to stand up and remind this nation that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There are no shortcuts in life. And the $700 billion bailout is not going to bail us out of this economic mess, because it's deeper than economics. Yes. It's spiritual. Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down. The bailout is a shortcut. And every shortcut produces an enemy. And the enemy produced by the bailout is called deception. And don't you let the nation deceive you. I'll be so happy when January the 20th, 2009 comes, I won't know what to do. As far as I'm concerned, he ought to go back to Crawford, Texas, sit down now, shut up, and never say another word. But I got good news. If y'all ain't gonna shout, I'm gonna shout off my own preacher. I got good news. If God got us through Nixon, and if God got us through Reagan, and if God got us through the first Bush, he'll get us through Debbie. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Every shortcut produces an enemy. When Israel tried to take the shortcut, the enemy of fear was produced. And God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. The $700 billion bailout is a shortcut, and the enemy it produces is deception. And how many of our children have been deceived by the enemy? And they are working overtime to do everything they can to short circuit their lives. It is not by accident, my brothers and sisters, that Barack Obama is where he is tonight. And he is where he is tonight because he made up his mind a long time ago that he would take no shortcut. Cut off that Hawaiian island. Went to a community college. After 2 years, got an associate's degree, but that wasn't enough. Left there, went to New York, graduated from Columbia University with a bachelor's degree, but that was not enough. Left New York City and Columbia, went to Cambridge, went to Harvard Law, the bastion of academic and intellectual elegance in this nation. Got a Juris Doctorate, but that was not enough because God had given him a goal. God had given him an objective. God had given him a destination. Preach, Charles Booth. And whenever God gives you a goal, and whenever God gives you an objective, and whenever God gives you a destination, he doesn't want you to take the shortcut. Because something good is up the road if you'll walk with him and talk with him. When he graduates from Harvard Law, he could have taken a prestigious job with a prominent law firm. You know, like some of y'all, bourgeois middle class Negroes who get an education and all you concerned about is your career and your profession, and you forget all about the hood out of which you came. Can't say amen because you're too sophisticated, too sadiddy, too educated, and too aristocratic. You know what I think? I think the Negroes with the degrees ought to be the loudest mouths in the church.